We all know socializing is important. We all want happy dogs. But at what point is your dog too happy or too social with other people? Well, on this week, that's what we're going to be talking about. So let's get into it next. All right, we're going to go ahead and get this week's episode going. Hey, everybody, how is it going? This is Jake from On Dog Training Academy, and you are listening to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. I am excited to be here, excited to talk to you guys, because this week's episode is one that is kind of sort of a pet peeve of mine. It is something that, as dog trainers, we deal with a lot. And I am looking forward to sort of talking to you about it. And the topic for this week is that your dog doesn't have to visit everybody. Your dog doesn't have to be social with everybody. Now, I could pick on specific breeds here, Labradors, Golden Retrievers, breeds like that that are just naturally goofy and social. But really, it's any dog that likes to be around people and likes that type of stuff. And I feel like sometimes when people get puppies, they go, okay, I have to socialize my dog. And we all know you have to socialize your dog. But what does that truly mean? Now, we've done podcasts in the past about proper socialization and all that stuff. But I want to talk specifically about being around other people and being around other dogs and maybe thinking about shifting your mindset on how you are doing those interactions, especially if you have a young dog. But if you have an older dog, you can change this now and you're going to yield some pretty decent results. So again, the mindset a lot of times with people is when I have a puppy, I want my puppy to go visit people and be social, right? It's socializing, so they want them to be social. But the definition of social when it comes to dogs doesn't necessarily mean see person, meet person. Sometimes it could be see person, be neutral to person. See dog, be neutral to dog. You know, see situation, be in a situation, and be neutral in that situation. But way too often do pet owners tend to take their dog places and let their puppy, through the lens of socializing, visit everybody, do whatever they want, visit other dogs, and be extremely stimulated by that situation. I think something more valuable than having a dog that wants to visit everybody is having a dog that can handle situations without losing their mind. How many times have you seen a dog at an event somewhere, even on a walk or whatever, and as you're passing that dog or as you see a dog in like a park somewhere or whatever, absolutely just lose their mind because they're around people. They can't contain themselves. They have to say hi. They have to visit. And it gets to the point where those behaviors start to explode out in leash reactivity, barking while they're on leash, pulling, lunging, behaviors that become embarrassing and then cause us to not want to take our dogs out anywhere because we just don't want that embarrassment. We don't want that feeling anymore of our dog losing their mind. You can stop those behaviors by teaching your dog that, hey, when you're out with people, you can just hang out with me. This sort of piggybacks on last week's episode, but I wanted to just add a little bit more to it because as you can see, because I'm basically stretching this out two episodes, this is definitely something that sits with me big time. So I play, you basically call it bar league softball. It's not bar league softball, but I play softball in the summer once a week. And there's so many dogs at the park that when another dog walks by or when there's another dog in the vicinity or when people go by, the dog just wants to lunge out and jump all over them. And why do you think, so think about this. Why do you think your dog, why do you think your dog's first reaction, I should say, is jump on a person? Where does that come from? Well, it comes from what you were allowing as a puppy. You have this, let's just take, I know I'm picking on him, but let's just take a golden retriever. So you have this golden retriever, cute little 8, 10, 12-week-old puppy, this little thing. And so people see the dog, and they're like, oh, my gosh, it's so cute. And then the puppy looks at them and goes, oh, my God, I love you. And they go running up to the people, or they pull up to the people because the dog's on leash, and the owner's like, okay, you can go up there. It's fine because you're small, whatever. It's easy. And your dog then goes up to those people and tends to jump up on them. That right there is initially when all your problems start. When that dog starts to go, when I put my paws up on people and visit people, I get tons of attention. So in that one greeting there, your dog learned, be excited around new people, which is, I mean, it's not bad, but it's not good. Be excited around new people. Pull to get to them, which means you as the owner, as mom or dad, are no longer valuable to the dog. Suddenly the other people are more valuable. Pull up to them, and then when you get there, put your paws on them. And all of that was allowed under the umbrella or under the excuse of socializing and under the excuse of it's a puppy. But think about what that dog is learning. It's not like that dog is going to suddenly grow up one day and be like, well, I guess I'm too big to do this. No, the dog's going to go, look, I do this, and I can do it better now because I'm bigger, I'm stronger, and I can pull my owner even better. So what I want you to do is go back to last week's episode and do that. People watch. Because people and dog watch. Because getting your dog to have a calm mind in high stimulation situations is extremely, extremely valuable. Have good treats with you. Tell people no. Like, you should be the one rewarding your dog. Tell people no. Don't be afraid to tell people. I don't care how cute your dog is. I don't care how much they say they love your dog and want to visit your dog. If you're having struggles with your dog being overstimulated, tell people no. Let them know you're working on them just being calm in these situations. And even though these people, I can say this from experience at the softball fields, even though the people may be slightly offended now, and they may not realize it down the road, but they're certainly going to appreciate when they walk past you in the future weeks at softball or wherever, they walk past you and that dog just looks at you and wags its tail, as opposed to feeling like it needs to run and jump. They're going to appreciate it because you know what? They don't want it. They don't want it. There was an experience last week at softball where, and this just leads into the whole thing, where a dog thought he could do this, so he did it. Two dogs were passing each other, and one dog decided to lunge out to try and bite the other dog. And it was a lab that was being bit. And that poor lab tried to get out of the way, got its ear caught. And so it got its ear ripped. And if anyone's ever had a cut on the ear, ears bleed like a son of a bitch. And so the ear was bleeding all over. It was a mess, whatever. That person with the dog that attacked left. I don't know what happened. But if we can just teach dogs to be neutral, hey, don't go lunging out. Because this, I don't know the dog that bit the other dog. It could have been just solely a thing that the dog was just so excited. It couldn't help it. It was like, oh my God, friend. And it lunged out and then just happened to clamp and cut it. You know, dog teeth are sharp. Maybe the dog was aggressive and just shouldn't be at the fields. Regardless, if we can teach our dogs to be neutral and not care about people walking by and not care about dogs walking by, I'm telling you guys, you are going to love that type of dog. So go and practice this. Listen, if you already listened to it, re-listen to it. Last week's episode where we have our May challenge where we talk about doing this exact thing, and I kind of walk you through a couple little scenarios of things to do. Get good treats, make yourself valuable, and don't let people visit your dog in that moment, and don't let dogs come by. You guys can do this. We can create better behaved dogs that are still super social because we're not beating them up for being happy. We're just solely changing how they're perceiving a situation and making them learn that, you know what, in this situation, the reward is more valuable from me than it is from them. So guys, hopefully this was helpful this week. If you're listening to this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our channel, like this video. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, I want you to, if you can, write a review. It always helps kind of spread our word. We want to help as many people as absolute possible. So guys, thank you so much for listening today. Hopefully this was helpful. If you need more information, check us out at ondogtrainingacademy.com. And guys, of course, like always, we'll see you next week.
good dog.